$10,682, William and Shirley Holloway, east of Road 38, 2,315 feet south of Road 224. A variance from the minimum lot width and square footage requirement for a parcel.
Name and address.
My name is William C. Holloway, Sr., 10255 Padania Pond Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
And you, sir? Don't go away yet.
Yes. Brian Elliott, Integrity Builders, 645 North DuPont Boulevard, Milford.
Okay. And you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Okay. I do have an exhibit of our proposed.
Susan, at the end, we'll mark those and pass them down.
Thank you.
Down the square footage that was needed. Remember, that would be 32,670. And it's going to be that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 22,520. So we need a 10,148. But, okay.
We're here today to respectfully request a variance for minimum lot width and the square footage requirement for the parcel. Due to kind of odd circumstances, actually, we are needing 10,148 square feet for the minimum width requirement for that parcel. Mr. Holloway owns 262 linear feet of road frontage for the parcel that he has right now. It's zoned AR1 with conditional use. Mr. Holloway has been living on the property for 34 years now. He's had his residence there for 34 years. He has a single wide trailer, his wife and him, raised a family there. He's had a business on that property for 13 and a half to 14 years now. What's happened is Mr. Holloway has approached me with hopes of building his dream home. With speaking with the Holloways, understanding that, you know, hey, they had great debt-to-income ratio, had paid off their debt, you know, it was just a good, clean customer, we approached the bank. Because of the changes in the banking industry in the last 2 years, Mr. Holloway can't get a residential mortgage on that property. Reason being is because Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac won't touch it because of the commercial buildings on the back of that property. I approached 11 different banks, some of which I had done quite a bit of business with, talked to them at depth, simply can't get the man a residential mortgage, okay? That's why we're here requesting the variance to try to do a minor subdivision, allowing him to, you know, build his home on a parcel of land where his trailer is now and still give him access back to the business that he's had there for 13 and a half to 14 years.
What business is being operated there?
Bill Holloway's Repair.
And what kind of business is that?
It's a car truck repair. We do, you know, all types of repairs.
Now, you apparently have a conditional use from county council to operate that business on property?
Yes, sir.
And have had that for how long?
Matter of fact.
September of 97.
It was 97, yes. I have a letter here, or where they give it, or somewhere.
Right here. Condition, the entire property was what was subject to the conditional use, correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
So you'd effectively be reducing the size of the parcel upon which the business is operating?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It would be reduced to 1.1 acres.
Yeah, I'm not so sure you don't need to go back to county council to get a modification of the conditional use before you could subdivide like that. Does that ever come up?
Yes, he doesn't have to.
They've already told
Mr.
you
Lank.
That?
Mr. Lank. Mm-hmm. Spoken to Mr. Lank. He's aware of this.
Understand the need, excuse me, understand the need for the variance on the frontage in that you don't have 300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the square footage of the lot size, I'm not I don't understand why that's necessary. It appears that you do have enough property there.
I believe the reason we need the additional, or we need to reduce the square footage is because part of that conditional use permit in the back behind those existing shops is supposed to be a parking area for vehicles like a bullpen. And that's part of that conditional use.
Gotcha.
So we would impede into that, and I think that's the issue there.
Okay. And the fence, is the fence going to be moved back?
No, sir. The fence will be stay right there. The metal fence, it's a blue metal fence, 8 foot tall fence.
Okay. What is that beside the shop that the property line goes through? A shed?
Oh, yeah, there's a little...
I see that.
You know, you pick it up with a forklift and move a little...
Okay, and those are going to be moved?
Yeah, it's like a 10 by 12 shed. You know, you buy them, just set them on the ground. There's two of them sitting there, which they're going to be moved in the back. I'm going to build or pour concrete, put them on concrete, and then put wood around them so varmints can't get underneath of them.
Okay, make sure you meet all the setback requirements and... I don't know, would you need a permit to move them? No.
No.
But you would need to make sure you meet the setback requirements when you do move them.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to be back in here, especially after pouring concrete.
One thing I would like to point out to you folks, if I could, it would enhance the neighborhood. It would, you know, probably help the property value of the neighboring properties. It would certainly enhance where they're living. They live in an old single wide, and this is kind of the only avenue that they have to actually build on a property that they've been at for 34 years.
Shop have a bathroom?
No, sir. We're a small business, family business, and we use our own bathroom in the house.
I was just curious about the septic, but that answers that question.
The trailer there now, I bought new in 1983, and it's been there. Matter of fact, this year I was going to take and block it up, put vinyl siding on it, and I went pricing it, and I went, this is crazy.
Might as well build the new one.
So that's when I got up with Mr. Elliott and started thinking about going with a house.
Good.
So you're suggesting the uniqueness is the fact that home can't be built on this property.
Yeah, he can't be funded.
Okay.
That's a uniqueness to it.
And maybe I should let you address the standards for granting the variance. Are you familiar with those? Do you have a copy of that?
Somewhat, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Be creative.
Okay. The uniqueness is simply that they can't find funding. As far as possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, it can't. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it is, or they can't build a new home. I guess you could say no if they wanted to stay stuck in the single wide for 30 years, you know. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? You know, partially, you know, they're the ones that requested a conditional use permit to allow them to operate a business, but, you know, they had no way of knowing the banking crisis that our country would face and the fact that they wouldn't be able to, you know, to build someday in the future. Mm-hmm. Effect on the surrounding area, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will actually enhance that, I do believe. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, it won't. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? Of course not. And as far as representing the least modification possible of regulations at issue, I'm not real sure. You know, to be quite frank with you, he could potentially, you know, do 150 foot of road frontage to the minor subdivision, but then that would even decrease the square foot, that he's already short of, and it is necessary to avoid relief for his family to, you know, to move into a nicer home that's going to be more economical.
Do you happen to know the average life expectancy of a mobile?
I don't, but you know they're getting you can put them very few places. They're getting harder to finance. You know, you have to have, when you create new lots, I believe you have to have several acres to put a mobile home on them. So, I mean, at right now, at the home being 27 years old, I'd say it's just about lived through its life expectancy.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to sell it for the last 3 months, and I've been offered $500 for it.
What we
and
do...
I've spent a mess of money on trying to fix it, to keep it in nice shape, but I'm to the point where I'm tired of spending money on it, because I'm just throwing my money away. I need to put a home up, something that the value keeps going up, not down.
What we typically do from a building standpoint, when we come across a customer that has, you know, a piece of property and they've got an old mobile on it, we tear them down, we throw them in a can. Because, I mean, you can't get rid of them.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Well, Jeff, I'm not in favor nor against, but I have a question or
okay, please come forward in and be sworn in.
Gentlemen, have a
you
seat.
Can sit right down, right up front, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is your name and address?
Mark Johnson, 6832 Shawnee Road, Milford, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony about the gifts to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Just had a couple questions, not for it or against it, so I mean, certainly hope that Mr. Holloway can get the new home he wants. My question is on the conditional use property. If this is subdivided, would that then be allowed to have a residence on it?
Good question. Technically, yes. But
or I guess it doesn't look like there's much space for it.
I guess I should say theoretically, yes, but technically it would be difficult because it's there's so much.
Because that would be a concern, being a property owner mm-hmm. Next to it. Would this then become a sliced up subdivision?
The ability to put a home on there would be limited significantly. Perhaps you want to see
frontage.
Because of setback requirements.
Okay.
It leaves them with a 71-foot width here, 91 feet here between the buildings. It's not much of a house you could put in that limited space.
Okay, and then my next question would be, with the subdivision, would just want to make sure that the front lot, that the existing dwelling would be removed and that the new dwelling, I know there is hardly space, but I just wanted to ask the question, would there potentially be two dwellings on the half acre?
It's not allowed.
Not allowed.
Those are the only questions I had. I hope Mr. Holloway gets his home. It looks like a beautiful home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask that the board table this. I do want to look into whether or not that conditional use can essentially be subdivided.
Okay.
I understand Susan's position, but I'd like to have an opportunity to review that with the board.
Our next regular meeting, or would that be longer?
No, next week's meeting.
Okay.
Same tomorrow.
All right. Do you have a motion for that?
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,682 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been tabled until our next regular meeting, as you heard, so that council can look into this conditional use.
Yes, sir.
And they'll bring back to us and we'll vote on it possibly next meeting.
I can just call on next Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, you could next Tuesday morning. Okay.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.